with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, that was a short retirement, wasn't it?
Well, you're not retiring from Theater Talk on WBFO, but that was a lovely party.
I have to thank the people here at WNED and WBFO for throwing me a heck of a party.
Because Jim Santella, for those who do not know, will do his last blues show tomorrow.
Tomorrow, starting at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I'll be listening.
Good, good. It should be a lot of fun. Thank you all of the people who said such wonderful things about me.
And I'm so happy that you will continue with Theater Talk Friday mornings.
Well, we had a week off Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a lovely Thanksgiving. My whole family down in Maryland, and we 16 people at a restaurant. No one had to cook. No one had to clean up. It was perfection.
The best kind of parties.
It was very nice. And how was yours?
My Thanksgiving, my grandchildren came over and spent two extra days with us. So that was a lot of fun.
Very, very nice. I was saddened, of course, when we returned to double sad news.
Brother Augustine Towie?
Yes, Brother Augustine from Niagara University, founder of that theater program, had passed away on Thanksgiving. And over the weekend, the wonderful character actor, Carl Kowalkowski, each made an indelible impression in the Western New York theater community.
Cloud Nine, a play by Carol Churchill, is opening this week.
Yes, this is a rollicking play from the late 70s, early 80s, done in Commedia dell'arte style in Act One. It's about a Victorian family. In Act One, you see the family in the 1870s. And in Act Two, it's 25 years later, but it's the 1970s. Don't ask.
Okay, I won't.
And it's all about gender identity, family relationships. It's a pointed comedy about gender, and that's being done at the New Phoenix Theater with a very smart cast: Richard Lambert, Chris Kelly, Diane Curley, Kelly Ferguson Moore, Pam Mangus, Eric Rowski. I haven't seen the play for years. I've seen the original New York production, and I have very vivid memories of that. I'm looking forward to seeing it again.
Bring on the funny people.
Yes.
If you can enjoy White Christmas without Rosemary Clooney and Bing Crosby, we got a musical for you.
Down at Shea's, but what it does have
is
James Clough, who last came through town as Captain Hook with Kathy Rigby. And it has, for the first time ever in Buffalo, the incomparable Ruth Williamson. She is a staggeringly wonderful performer who played the General in Guys and Dolls on Broadway, who did the Mayor's Wife in The Music Man on Broadway. I've seen her so many times. She does whenever Charles Bush, the cross-dressing star, has to sing, the voice is Ruth Williamson. She has a luscious Judy Garland quality voice, and she is playing the woman who runs the hotel and gets to do some iconic Irving Berlin music and some Irving Berlin tunes you've never heard before. And it will be a lovely good time, White Christmas at Shea's.
With a bit of a twist in the end. Ongoing is The Irish Curse. It's a comedy by Martin Gosella, and it's presented by BUA.
About men with small endowments, and really, that's what it's about. And then over
an insurance play. My endowment was too short.
It was too short, yes. And then over at the Cavanoke Theater, it's the John Robin Bates play, Other Desert Cities, which opened last week. It's a very solid production, starring David Lamb with Barbara Link LaRue, Kristen Tripp Kelly, Lisa Ludwig, Matt Whitten, about a family with dark secrets in their past.
Don't all of them have those dark secrets?
This one's awfully good.
Oh. Yeah. 33 Variations, which got such good reception the last 4 weeks, is closing this weekend.
Yes, that I enjoyed it very, very much. That's up at Musical Fair with Beth Donahue, Morgan Chard, Adriano Gatto, and wonderful Ellen Horst.
And a local production by a local playwright, John Elson, world premiere of the play 2012, End of the Road.
It's a kind of his fantasy about what if the Mayan calendar really is coming to an end, the world is coming to an end in December.
The sky is falling, the sky is falling.
That's this play, and it's like the Poseidon Adventure, only sci-fi.
Hey, what about The Holiday Guys?
The Holiday Guys is back. This is Broadway stars Jeff Denman and Mark Kudish, who will return to Musical Fair for the show they did about Hanukkah and Christmas.
What a wonderful blending.
Yes, it was delightful. And you know, they've made quite a franchise of it. They're doing it all around the country.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.